Hello, darling. And oh, did your ears just prick up? A familiar voice. Should I take off your blindfold? Or should I leave you in the dark? See, I know how that feels. I know how it feels to be in the dark. But never mind. Let's take off that blindfold. Let's see those pretty little eyes of yours. Untie you. Oh no, darling, I don't think I'll be doing that. You're always in such a rush. It was charming. I thought it was. Because I thought you were eager. I thought a lot of things. I was wrong. I was very, very wrong. And you... Darling, I really don't like being played. I really, really don't like it. And, you were playing me. You were playing me. Now it's a little strange. Because I am not adverse to playing. I like games. I like playing games. I do. I really do. I'm that kind of girl. But, when it comes to playing a game, well, you know the rules. You know the players. You know the game. But you didn't pay me that courtesy. You just played. Me. Stop. I know who you are. And I mean who you really are. Not that sweet little story you spun me. And no, by the way, darling, I knew you were lying. How could I not know? Every word you said was a lie. A practiced lie, a very practiced lie, a lie so practiced that you almost believed it yourself, but yeah, I knew you were lying, and that's not a big deal. Everyone lies. It's how we survive in this city, you lie. But there are lies, and then there are lies, and you told some lies, you just... I was straight up with you. As straight up as I can be. Which is... Well... Let's just say it was the Leaning Tower of Pisa. But I tried. I wanted to be honest. But a girl like me doesn't know the meaning of honest. But I tried. Because I liked you. I really liked you. I really did. I really, really did. I do. I did. I'm not sure anymore. But you... You weren't actually interested in me. All that curiosity was just... part of the game you were playing, and you could have told me. Well, you could. You really could have. I like playing games, and I like two-player games. I would have been your partner. You didn't have to tell me everything. I wouldn't have asked for everything, but I would have asked for something. Just enough so that I wouldn't feel like this. Because this is a pretty shitty feeling, if I'm honest. Oh, I don't know what honest is, so maybe it's not a shitty feeling. Maybe it's worse than that. Oh, you can explain. Of course you can. Well, of course you can, because, Should we be honest? Can we be honest? Do we know how? I don't think we do. Oh, wow. That's... That's sweet. That's very sweet. So sweet. Agent. Agent. What a title. Are you special? Well, you're not, are you? Because you're not government. Oh, no, you're not a government agent. You are definitely, definitely, definitely not a government agent. You're, private. Pinkerton, that's worse, I think. See, government agents, they have rules. They bend them, but they don't break them. But you Pinkertons, oh, you have no rules. You just do what you have to do. And I appreciate that. I do. I really appreciate that. But I don't appreciate it when it comes to me. You got me. You played me. And I'm not happy about it. Darling, you're an idiot. You are such an idiot. Darling, I was lying to you. Of course I was. We all lie, but I was... Your curiosity. You're good. You're really good. Really, really good. I mean, your instincts. They brought you to me. The boss's girl. Am I though? Am I the boss's girl? The big boss? The crime boss? The mob boss? So many fingers in so many pies, and I was the way in, wasn't I? So you played, and you lied. Every word. A lie. Now me, I did lie. I lied. But the feelings, the emotion, that was real. That was so real. Was it? Because you were just lying. You were just playing. You were just doing what you had to do. And you got close. You got so close. Closer than you know. All that eagerness. So, darling, how about it? How about I make all those lies worthwhile? How about I introduce you to the boss? The big boss. The crime boss. The boss that you have been so eager to talk to. Oh, don't. Save your breath. Don't spin me some fairy tale that's just another lie. Don't. You're about to meet the boss. The big boss. The crime boss. Only, you've already met. In fact, you've done more than just meet. You've been intimate. Hello. It's me. The big boss. The crime boss. There is no boss. There's just little old me. I did lie to you, but I wasn't lying like you. I just changed the angle a little. Skewed it. I did go to all of those meetings, but not as the boss's girl. I went as the boss. See, I did try to be straight up with you. And I did fall in love with you. Only, you don't exist. You're Pinkerton. Oh, this is shitty. Really shitty. But it just goes to show that lying is the safest thing that a girl in my position can do. Shh. Don't want you to lie anymore. And the only way I can do that is... Well, I know what I need to do, I just can't do it quite yet. Because as I said, the emotion was real. And... I did like you, past tense. Because I love you, present tense. But the hurt is digging in. The truth hurts. Lies are kind. Lies are sweet. Lies are like honey. But the truth, well, it's cutting. And I'm bleeding. And I'll keep bleeding, and one day, when I've bled enough, I'll do what I have to do. Until then, he will stay. I'll be lost in action, missing on the job. I loved you so much. Was that past tense? Well, darling, you're still breathing, so I guess it is present tense. For now. Or maybe that's a lie. No. See, it hurts. And the truth is what hurts. I love you so much, Pinkerton. I love you. But you're not you. And I'm bleeding. Soon. But not tonight. But darling, the next time you see me, the next time we're in the same room, the next time you hear my voice, it will be past tense. So maybe don't be so eager this time. Maybe practice a little self-restraint. Maybe try being a little straight up with me. Maybe you'll live a little longer. But I doubt it. So, darling, I love you. Present tense. Until I don't. And then you're dead. So I guess I'll see you then, Agent Pinkerton. Liar. Not in the good.